is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
This show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Big stupid with his motherfucking butt open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio. Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, boss.
Hello, boss.
How are you doing?
How you doing, boss?
I feel like Rochester tonight.
Really?
It's me, Mr. Benny. How you doing, Mr.
Benny? I got the Maxwell out of the garage. I'm thinking for a ride, Mr. Benny.
Mr. Benny, I'd be the most racist thing on television at that point in time.
Well, Rochester, I'm only 39.
Still? Mr. Benny, you ain't fucking 39, you piece of shit.
Why did I say 69? What did I say?
69, maybe, but not 39.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Good evening,
good
everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Is it a good evening?
718-577-1389, the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. I just read the Mama Celestial okay. In the Facebook Live suite.
What happened now?
We have been mocking Billy about Billy, all the girlfriends he's had before his betrothed.
Sure.
The wonderful giggles.
He's in a bad mood. Be careful.
We tried to make him laugh because he's just in a miserable fucking
mood. He's been snapping at us and calling us names. And
just a dick.
Yeah.
Just an overall dick.
Absolutely.
So we've been trying to maybe, like, jog his memory about the girlfriends that came before him.
Yeah.
I remember a time there was a beautiful woman named Mrs. Butterworth that Billy used to just put his tongue all over.
Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima was the other one. Don't get your syrup queens mixed up, Joe.
Don't do that.
No, it was Mrs. Paul. That's right.
No, Mrs. Paul, her pussy smelled like fish.
Yeah.
Tell you that right now.
Then he had an affair with Mama Celeste.
Mama Celeste.
Oh, pizza man.
She was a spicy bitch. That was one spicy bitch.
I got her meatballs.
She got the mice and spice and meatballs.
Then he swung for the other team and went with Mr. fucking Hungry Man.
Oh.
Well, that was different. It's not Mr. Hungry Man. It's just Why Hungry Man.
Yeah.
First off.
He had a butler called Swanson.
Swanson. Get in here, Swanson.
Swanson.
So, yes.
Pizza.
So, if you know of any other people that Billy has dated or eaten or whatever, please feel free to put up in the Facebook Live suite, which is activated as we speak. A lot of people in there. Pervy the Clown. Pete's in there.
Yeah.
Carlo is in there. Carlo wants a show on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Carlo, show us what you got.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck, Carlo?
Just
ask willy-nilly. If you want to be on the Unfiltered Radio Network, the hottest goddamn internet radio station in the world.
That's right.
You don't just come out and just go, hey, I want to be on.
Yeah.
Show us what you got. 718-577-1389. Call the show. Be a part of the show today and maybe let's have a fucking interview. Why the hell not?
Yeah.
We'll pre-interview.
I haven't heard from Pudding in a while, man.
No one's heard from Pudding.
You lucky.
Yeah.
Pudding's all mad.
Suddenly have a craving for Bush's beans.
Yes. The Bush's baked bean dog has just showed up in the studio today. Pudding's in just a bad mood.
Why
all the time?
In a bad mood?
Because he hates Aaron Judge. Do you know who Aaron Judge is?
No, I have no idea.
Aaron Judge, by the way, Yankee.
He dents things in the outfield.
Yes, he is the home run leader. Am I correct, Billy? What is the exact technical term?
I think he leads the majors in home runs currently, and he's a rookie, and I think if he gets another one within the next two or three games, he breaks a record or something, or ties a record for rookie home runs.
Pudding,
I heard about that guy.
Okay,
yeah.
So Pudding hates this guy because Pudding believes that Aaron Judge is on the juice.
Oh.
So what happens is,
I'll bet she's right.
He made a side bet with Bobby Pay-Per-View, and him and Bobby Pay-Per-View had a side bet that if Aaron Judge, I believe, hit a certain amount of home runs, which I didn't understand how you would make such low of a number since he was cracking the shit out of the bat. The balls were flying,
what
Billy.
What was the number?
I don't even know what was the...
I don't know.
It was a very low number. Say it was like 10.
Oh, for God.
Say it was fucking 10. Yeah, Pudding, what was the exact number? Because you lost the bet.
He's probably got more than 10 already.
Wait, Pudding lost a bet?
Pudding lost a bet. He loses bets, but that's the other thing. Pudding is just a mush. He loses bets all the fucking time.
It's amazing he's still got kneecaps.
So what this... Yes. So what Pudding did, though, the bet was that he had to go buy an Aaron Judge shirt.
Okay.
And he has to wear it every time we see him.
Oh, jeez.
Because he hates Aaron Judge so much. So it's like literally like a scarlet letter.
I don't think that's fair.
That he has to wear. Well, he don't make the fucking bet then.
Well, you know.
20 home runs was the bet. Now, meanwhile, the guy was already, when they started the bet, how many was he deep?
I think he was at 13 at the
time. Yeah, he was at 13 deep. So he had to hit 7 more. If the guy, let's just say you're right, Pudding. The guy's on the fucking juice. Let's just say the guy's right.
Yeah.
You're on the juice.
Somebody playing Major League Baseball on the juice?
It's possible.
No.
It's possible, William. It's possible.
No, but
let's just say.
Only wrestling.
Let's just say that he's taking needles in the ass and he's on the juice. Let's just say it happens.
He went to A-Rod's cousin.
Why would you? That was a cream. I put a cream on.
Yeah.
What would it behoove you?
I was sunburned.
Hold on. What would behoove you? To literally make a bet for 7 more than the 13 that were already made. If the guy is already cracking lumber, what would be 7 more? 7 more is nothing.
Yeah.
7 more might be a game for this guy. It might just happen during one game. If he's on the juice, if he's just this big behemoth of a man.
They're talking 40 home runs at least for this guy.
Yeah, what is the fucking... Wait, what 20? What would 20 do? You mook. Why would you pick 20? But yet again, that's Pudding.
Yeah,
Pudding is a fucking mush.
Yeah,
he is literally a mush. And he makes dumb bets. He makes dumb bets all the time. He makes bets against me with wrestling. There's a picture of me on Facebook
drinking
a giant beer because he was wrong. He had to buy me this giant German beer that's bigger than my head because he, yet again, made a bet about wrestling. And
bet about wrestling.
Yes.
End of story.
Yes.
Good night.
He's wrong. He literally is just a mush.
Isn't that a great restaurant, by the way?
Yes, that German place is amazing.
A family friend owns that restaurant.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Why didn't you tell us?
We get free beer?
Well, no, it's actually My daughter-in-law's nephew's girlfriend.
Okay,
who, and we go there all the time because you know family,
right?
And Monica, she's her family owns the place.
Okay,
they have great jazz on Friday nights.
They have good stuff.
Saturday nights, yeah.
Pudding's saying I only have the weather.
Fantastic.
Nuremberg is on Castleton.
You can give him a plug. I don't care.
Where is it?
Pudding's saying, I only have to wear the stupid shirt 3 times. But Pudding, that's when we're going to see you, you moron. So the 3 times we see you, you still have to wear the shirt you hate.
Bye.
You fucking retard. Don't you understand? This is why you can't make bets.
No,
Ralph in there and
Lenore is
listening to the Ham Radio Show.
The Raven say no more.
Yes, quote the Raven, nevermore. My fair sweet Lenore.
Yes.
Ralph, what's going on, bro? This is the Ham Radio Show, the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. It's an all-day hot-button topics because, quite frankly, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing because of the July 4th holiday that came in between. So that's what happened. There's a possibility we're having boobs on the show today as well.
No.
Possibility.
Possible?
Well, because I said it the last time, and every time I fucking promote it, we never have it. So I'm not going to promote it. I'm just saying there's a possibility of boobs on the show today.
Well,
that's all I'm going to say.
And the crowd goes crazy.
Are they Mama Celeste boobs?
No, they're not Mama Celeste boobs. Damn. They're actual real boobs. Pudding asks, can Joe ever just talk instead of acting like some little kid that's in trouble?
I am in trouble.
I have no
fucking
clue what that means.
Well, I am in trouble.
It took him a week to write that.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. You know how many spelling mistakes there probably were before he sent it?
Come down here, Pudding. I want to smack you in the face.
There you go. With his cock. You dumb fuck.
And then he's going to feed it to the Bush's bean dog.
That's okay.
All right. So there's two stories. We have the not breaking news, but happened today. With the police officer in the Bronx.
Oh, that's horrible.
Getting shot, literally sitting there doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, God.
She got shot. I don't have the story in front of me right now, so if anyone wants to get the exact details of the story, please do, because I was waiting for the news to cover it, but we already passed that point because we started talking about Pudding in his dumb Aaron Judge bet. However, what we are aware of, the officer, last name was Familia. I believe she just was doing her job. She was getting off her shift, Danny was saying.
Right.
She was in a mobile unit, like a secure unit. You know, the ones that, like, they park and they just leave there and you sit there. And it's like a mobile patrol
unit.
It's
like a giant guard tower.
Yeah, and so she was sitting there doing absolutely nothing. Gentleman walks up, and I use the term loosely, gentleman, walks up and just puts a gun to the side of the window and blows her fucking head off.
A two-time convict.
Yes, and who, by the way, beat up a cop before.
Hmm.
We're way too fucking lenient. This is my problem.
What's he doing out?
Why did he get a? Why is he alive to walk the streets?
Because
this is my issue.
We have a mayor that allows these things.
I don't know if it's just our mayor. I think it's society in general, just a bunch of pussies in general, William. It's not even just the cops. I'm talking about, this guy could have done this to anyone. He decided to do it to a cop after leaving a Facebook rant earlier in the week where he did like a 15 to 20 minute rant via his Facebook. I'm not even going to say the asshole's name. And Danny, I know you have the story in front of you. Please don't say his name because he's a cock juggling thunder cunt.
Well,
for all I care.
He's dead now.
I don't care. I don't want to promote this fucking asshole at all. Like, I don't even think they should be showing his picture on the goddamn screen, but they are. Me personally,
they should show his picture in the coffin.
No, they should. They should actually burn. He shouldn't even get a coffin.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Fuck Potter's Field. Just put him in a pine box and throw him out to sea for all I give a shit.
Put some dirt on him.
Let the tuna nibble on him. That's all I give a fuck about. So what do you got on the story, the actual specifics, Danny?
All right. So Officer Familia, a 12-year member of the NYPD, was assigned with a partner to a mobile command post when the man fired one round through the window and struck her in the head as she was wrapping up her shift. She was rushed to the hospital but did not survive. This was an unprovoked attack.
Hours later, she passed away. Yeah.
It was an unprovoked attack on police officers who were assigned to keep the city safe, said the police commissioner James O'Neill. Her partner radioed for help, and officers responded fast, encountering the suspect, a 34-year-old, and I won't say his name, about a block away. As they confronted him, he pulled a revolver, and police fired, striking and killing him. A silver revolver was found at the scene. A bystander was hit in the stomach by a bullet during the standoff and is in stable condition.
Right.
That was the other thing, by the way. Danny just kind of glossed over that. During when they were chasing him down after he ran like a bitch after killing the police, well, shooting the cop. He didn't know he killed her at that exact moment. He runs like a bitch, and as he's running, the cops are shooting at him, and an innocent bystander took one in the gut. Just so you know, like, when they say move, get the fuck out of the way, because as soon as you saw cops running after a guy and their guns are out, you should have not been able to see anything. You should have been gone. Should have been a puff of smoke and like a cartoon, like this, and you're gone. That's what you should have saw.
So this guy, like Eddie said, was on parole for a robbery case in Syracuse. Police said he is seen in its surveillance footage marching up to the post with purpose. But it's not clear what provoked the attack. The shooting recalled the December 20th, 2004 killings of patrol officers Lou and Ramos, who were ambushed and shot to death in their vehicle without warning by a man who approached the passenger window of their marked police car. That suspect was 28 years old and fatally shot himself after shooting the two police officers.
Yeah, and first thing and foremost, you have the only silver lining that I can take out of this, and while watching the news, you see it, you go, thank Christ that both people were black. And the reason why I say that is because now there's not racial overtones. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is disgusting and disturbing what happened, that there was a war on cops. Because my brother-in-law is a cop, and he just retired, thank Christ, from the force.
Good to him.
Because he, you know what I mean, like, he had the time, he's seeing what is going on, and he goes, I gotta get out. I got kids, I got a wife, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I got a dog! I can't fucking be doing this shit. And he retired, thank Christ.
Got you for a brother-in-law.
But now, that too, that will fucking wear on you.
I'm kidding, boy.
But then now, where we're at now is you see, and I'm telling you, it's a sad turn of events where that was the silver lining that I saw while watching the news today.
Yeah.
Well, was seeing that the assailant, who was a cock-juggling thunder cunt, was a black guy, and the officer was black, so then no one could go, oh, you see what it is? You see, and then try to turn it. Ended even more of a disgusting route.
That will eventually somehow work on that.
And I worried about that, too. When they shot and killed the asshole, I was worried about Sharpton getting up and going, why? Why? Because he's black?
Well, like Eddie was saying, the killer was strode up to the mobile command post and put a bullet in the officer's head on Wednesday, had ranted in a Facebook video last September about law officers killing and abusing people and warned them to leave him alone, or we're going to do something. And it's quoted as saying, I'm not playing, Mr. Officer. I don't care about 100 police watching this, the ex-con said. It's time for people to wisen up. 10 months later, he went up to the RV-like command post in the Bronx and did what he did.
Now, I don't understand, like, who are you to tell the fucking, no, officer, we're not going to do this. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. Stay away from me. Fuck you. How about that? How about the fact that you don't get to do that? And if this is the outcome of people not understanding that you just can't fucking go about your, you know, oh, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want, and I get no repercussions to my actions, and because I don't want to be hassled by the popo, you're gonna take an innocent life. I can understand if you were wrestling with the cop and something happened. You literally went to a window, tough guy, and put a gun to the fucking... You might as well have literally opened the door instead of shooting through the window, you bitch. And fucking... You went up there and you put a gun to her head and you blew her fucking brains out.
So...
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you did. And essentially is what you did. You weren't a tough guy, Mr. I was ranting on fucking Facebook for a 20-minute fucking rant about, I don't give a shit if 100 cops fucking see this. You didn't do that. You had no balls when the situation called for it.
Well, he was caught on video leaving a convenience store, then moving tightly along the wall, pulling a hoodie over his head, and walking purposefully toward the command post vehicle with gloved hands. The video didn't capture the shooting itself, but showed him running away with the gun in his hand. By the way, all new patrol cars rolled out by the department have bulletproof glass, and older vehicles are being fitted with it now.
But even the former commissioner was on the news, and he was saying, it's only... resistant to a point. If I put the gun right to the glass,
and if
I can shatter the glass and the bullet could go right through. Like, from far away, it's not like Batman with the Batmobile and the bullets just fly the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? It's resistant. It's never bulletproof.
Going back to what you said, he was paroled in 2013 after an 8-year sentence for armed robbery in Syracuse. He had other arrests, including a 2001 and 2001 as a teenager, he was accused of attacking an officer with brass knuckles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why the fuck is he alive for that? Why is this asshole living and breathing and taking the same air as this officer who passed away at his hands? Why the fuck are you allowed to exist after you fucking beat the shit out of cops with brass knuckles?
He assaulted. We don't know if he beat the
Whatever. You assaulted. I'm sure he didn't give him a deep tissue massage, Bill.
Well, you never
know.
I'm
just saying. I'm thinking that he left a couple of bruises. It really is fucking ridiculous. The world that we live in nowadays. And I get that. I get that everyone's angry. Everyone's bent out of fucking shape. But these are human lives that you're playing with, you piece of shit.
Well,
human lives. No funny little anecdote from Uncle Eddie. It's fucking human lives. That's what you're playing with. And on top of it, you're going to be a big, tough guy. That's the thing that that's what resonates with me. You're going to do a 20-minute fucking wrestling promo about how the cops better back the fuck up. I'm a big, tough guy. Back the fuck up, police. I don't give a shit. What was the exact quote, Danny? 100, I don't give a shit if 100 cops are watching this. But literally, you walked up to the one innocent cop that was doing dick. Doing nothing. She was sitting in her fucking doing her job, doing nothing. She was getting off of work to go fucking go home to her 3 kids that she has. That's what she was doing. And you decided that it was cool. This is what I'm going to fucking do now. I'm going to put a gun up to a fucking window because I'm a big tough guy. I'm not even going to open the door and drag her the fuck out and do anything because I'm a tough guy. I'm just going to put the gun to the window and blow her fucking brains out.
And then run.
That's what you're going to. And then run like a bitch. And then you know you fucking cried when they were pumping lead in your ass. You know that happened. So stop being like, the bullshit needs to stop. Respect cops. Yes, are there asshole cops in the world? Absolutely. There are asshole bus drivers. There are asshole bakers.
Absolutely.
There are asshole crossing guards in the fucking
world.
There
are asshole radio hosts.
Yes! Right. Wait a minute. Does he mean me, Joe?
He does.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah.
I mean him. What the fuck? Anyway, I'm just saying, there are assholes in every fucking job.
Well, absolutely.
That you have.
People are people, man.
Corey in the Facebook Live, with Gina in there as well, the beautiful Gina,
yeah,
by the way. In there as well. It just fucking enrages me.
Hey, Jerry's in there too.
Where's Jerry?
Jerry Schultz.
Jerry! We're going to be talking about Trump in a little bit.
My liberal buddy.
Trizump. Because we got to talk about. We'll get off the cop thing now because the cop thing, there's nothing more we can say. It happened.
It's so sad. It really is.
It's sad. It happened before we went to air today and just enraged me for the whole fucking day because I was watching it. And then, I'm from New York. This is a New York fucking show.
Yeah.
Even though we're intergalactic, we're all over the world.
It doesn't matter where you're from. That kind of shit affects everybody.
It affects everybody. But it affects us a little bit more because, It's one of the reasons I don't go to the Bronx.
They had something.
How about that?
They had something like that similar happened in Texas a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I think two cops got shot in Texas a couple of days ago. I mean,
yeah, just, you know what?
There's no respect for the law anymore.
The
no.
People want, oh, the cops are mean, they're evil, they shoot and don't ask questions. Yeah. This is why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
bye.
This is why that happens.
We got to go to break. What I was trying to get to is that, and thank God Jerry's in the Facebook Live suite. We're going to be talking about CNN and Donald Trump and everything else going on with that because I have to. I don't fucking get it.
I don't
get it either. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Ham Radio Show, the Unground Kings of Reality Radio, 718-577-1389. It's a full day of hot button topics for your little ass.
Yeah. No, it's not.
You take it all, bitch. Take it all. We'll be right back. After what, Joe?
These words.
This is Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, everybody in New York. It's Tom Green. You know, I've kissed Pierce Brosnan before, you know, kind of. And I've had milk right from the cow's udder. Not sure why I'm telling you this, but there's no way I'd ever do either with Uncle Eddie. You're listening to Ham Radio.
I want
to
hear the loony loon. The funny, funny loon loon.
This goes out to Joe. We were talking about Eminem before, Joe. He's a little Slim Shady for you. I'll be great. Featuring Dido.
Ditto?
No, Dido.
What's a Dido?
This chick. This chick right here. It's the Ham Radio Show. The Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. And I can't see it all. If I could, and then I'll be clean. Such a picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad. Slim, 718-577-1389. Partner of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Let's go to the phone lines already have been lit up like a Christmas tree. Line one, who's this?
Hey, it's Jerry.
Yay!
Hi, Jerry.
By the way, we have a new phone, ahead. Jerry. Did you notice?
Yeah. Yeah, finally. Yeah. Wow.
That's why he called
you got,
first.
You got Alexander Graham Bell to come in there and fix the place.
We built a time machine first.
Oh, what's the
wow.
guy? What's that guy? Vespucci? Not Graham Bell. Who's the
Tesla?
Guy?
Manucci? We needed every fucking guy that was in the union to come over here and fix this shit. Jerry on the phone. Jerry, of course, our Uncle Jerry, Pothead Jerry.
Yeah.
The liberal Jerry, that's what Joe calls him. He's not liberal. He fucking hates liberals. He's not a liberal. I just have to say that as a disclaimer when talking about Jerry. The story, I guess, I'm guessing why Jerry's calling in, just to give a little heads up, we were talking about Donald Trump right before we went to break. The Donald Trump CNN fiasco.
What's a fiasco?
Well, this is definitely one. This right here is a fiasco. Because I think, I don't know where, Jerry, let me hear what you have to say, because I want to know where you stand, because I think I'm going to stand on the opposite side of this one, so go ahead.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
He has the time to hunt down this video from the WEE.
WWE.
And WWF, rather. And to cut and paste electronically the CNN microphone logo on Vince McMahon's face, because that was the original video.
Right.
He
was having a make-believe fight with Vince McMahon.
But wait, excuse me. The CNN logo was already there. This was made by a Reddit user. Well, actually, it wasn't even made by a Reddit user. A Reddit user found it.
Uh-huh.
Someone else made it. And then he put it up,
and
then Trump retweeted it.
The United States posted it.
Yeah.
Okay?
He's got too much free time.
Wait, is it a dick move? Yes.
He's got time to post this shit, but not time to work on finding consensus to pass a health care bill or to pass any kind of legislation whatsoever?
And why are you shocked?
I'm just tired of the learning curve that we have to give this man.
What learning curve?
Why doesn't Twitter suspend his account? He's like a 7-year-old child.
Yeah, okay, but he has every right to be a 7-year-old child. Yes, he's the president of the United States of America, and he should be holding himself to a higher level of... I get all that. But as citizens
of this country,
yes,
it's our job to force him to adhere to a higher level, a higher standard of behavior than he's doing right now.
Okay, so when you,
I have been,
so when the,
I've
wait,
been
when the people
chill
tell
with
the
this
emperor,
guy,
hold on.
Since I've been chill with this guy for almost 6 months.
You ain't never been chill with this motherfucker.
Oh yeah, I've been chill with him when he wasn't running the country. Okay. When he was running his own business
empire, he wants to make deals with
whoever he wants to fucking make deals with, and have Russian money and Chinese money in his failed casinos, in his failed businesses. That's one thing.
But the golfing's good.
Oh, listen, let me tell you something.
Golfing's amazing.
This guy is about 2 putts away from being Jabba the Hutt. He is he's a little chubster.
He's bulking up.
But wait, Jerry, wait.
He's a fat fuck, is right, but I don't like to, you know.
He wants to fill out Taft's
Look, tongue. I'm fat. I can discourage fat people because I am fat.
Well, that's why he should have Christie for vice president. He would have looked thin next to Christie.
Yes, it would have been.
Oh, yeah. The beached whale?
Yes.
He would have looked good next to him.
Wait, one topic at a time.
That's
We're
another
veering.
Thing, too, Joe. I live in New Jersey, okay?
Yeah.
Until midnight, the day before yesterday, we were not allowed to use the state parks here.
Correct.
Because Christie and the legislature were scratching their balls. That's everybody horrible. Trying to play posture games.
My whole thing is that I'm not surprised. Why does everyone act surprised?
At this point, it's not a question of being surprised. It's your job now to be disgusted.
But you should have been disgusted before.
It's not a question of being surprised anymore. When you have a child that has errant behavior, I'm sorry, I'm old school, you punish the child. If it means that sometimes you have to smack the child around so that the child understands what the status relationship is.
Look, I'm not disagreeing with hitting terrific. A kid. I'm not disagreeing with hitting a kid. I'm all for that. I'm very old school myself. What I'm saying simply, though, is Trump, let's stay with Trump for 1 second, then we'll get the fucking Fudgy the Whale. Let's start with Trump for a second. Governor Krispy Kreme, put him on the back burner. Trump, did Trump do something that just annoyed the shit out of people? Absolutely.
Did he do something that was unpresidential?
Absolutely.
Yep.
We'll totally.
That's all you have.
No. See, that's the difference.
And I'll give you a difference.
That's no, no. Hold on. Hold on.
Presidential
behavior. Wait. I let you.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, Jerry.
Hang on. In 1776 or 1777.
Yes.
I think that you might have seen it on TV yesterday.
I know how it ends. Yeah.
With the guy getting a dog, with the general getting a dog?
John Hancock.
Yeah, John Hancock. Put your hand in it. It ended with there was a British general, and his dog had somehow got lost, escaped, whatever, wandered into George Washington's camp, and George Washington sent the dog back to the general stating that the relationship between a man and his dog is a sacred thing, and the general wrote a letter back to Washington that is still in either the Library of Congress or the Smithsonian Institute.
Does it start with "Hey George, fuck off"?
No,
that's how it was
actually. It was actually a letter commending the presidential behavior and commending the just his basic good of being a person.
Okay, but
to another
Jerry,
person.
But Jerry, here's
okay,
my thing.
And
look,
we go
I'm not,
from
defend,
that.
I'm not
and
defending
we go from
Trump.
The Emancipation Proclamation.
Okay, great. These are
this fucking jerk off.
And all the jerk offs that came before him.
In the middle of the night, fucking nonsense.
But Jerry,
is your war with CNN?
Jerry, here,
okay?
Jerry.
You've stated it a million times,
it's
Mr.
become the
Trump.
Jerry Show, and I missed it. Hold on, Jerry. Wait a minute. Slow the fuck up, because I'm trying to rebuke your shit, and you just keep rambling. The fact is, they're all assholes. They're all fucking assholes. You name me a president that didn't have fucking stuff that had to. We have one dude getting a blowjob in the fucking Oral Office. We had one.
Everybody in this country made money off of. Yeah,
absolutely. Right. I'm not saying
we
didn't.
I actually didn't.
No, well, you're an idiot.
The one fucking guy that did is on the show.
And of course it's
Billy. Of course.
I had good years with Clinton.
We had fucking Bush that came before. We had the Bush, the prequel, and the fucking main event. We had all the, like, it's not like he. People are fucking nitpicking the bullshit.
Listen,
instead of attacking
perfect,
him on his fucking policies.
Perfect. But George H.W. Bush was on Twittering during the Gulf War.
No, because Twitter didn't
Hillary
exist.
Clinton
That's
was
a
on Twittering
line.
While he was getting a blowjob.
Yes,
Barack Obama
actually,
was Twittering
you
while he was
think,
giving $100
you don't
billion
think if Twitter,
dollars,
hold on, Jerry. You don't think if Twitter existed.
Fucking Arab,
hold on. You don't think, if, you don't think if Twitter existed that fucking Clinton would have fucking been Twittering during the blowjob? Man, she's better than Hillary. Oh, shit, I pushed send.
I'm telling you.
I bet you would have
cockpits. Everybody's better than Hillary.
Come on, let's be fucking honest. Man, her cankles don't look as swollen as my wife's. Send
a younger version of the cow.
Exactly. But that's the thing. People are nitpicking. He sent the video. Move the fuck on. Not these other assholes, these pundits.
Listen, first of all, I've moved on, but it's something every fucking day, Eddie.
Not
it's something
you.
Every day. This, we're not even 6 months into this presidency yet, and I am fucking exhausted. I am fucking mentally
because
tired.
Because you're letting shit get
and,
to you.
And granted, you know, I have a 141 IQ.
Yes.
I'm much smarter than the president of the United States.
Dude, my shoe
I'm
is.
Smart enough to know. Don't give anybody ammunition. Don't go on Twitter at 3 o'clock in the morning. Go to XXX.com. Go to hamster.com. Go somewhere fucking else. Go to your wife, for God's sakes. Your wife is a fucking piece of ass.
Yeah, really.
If I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I would be climbing all over her.
She'd be like, why
all
is,
over her.
Why is the janitor fucking me?
Hello, Donald, please.
Nah, get off of my vagina.
I paid for that vagina.
Get off my vagina. I'm trying to fucking sleep, you motherfucker.
What you I'm know, I, if that was my wife, I would be constantly,
yeah,
3
but,
o'clock in the morning, nudging her. Are you
Jerry,
up?
But wait.
Are you up? Are you up?
My cock is. All right, listen, wait a minute. I'm
and
not...
Joe's laughing because Joe knows that's an old man's move.
You're damn right. You touched the leg.
Please.
Are you there?
Joe's at the age where he just slips it in. He goes, oh, we're going to...
Joe's at the age.
Yeah.
Everybody on this show except for Billy is at the age.
Nah. No.
Thanks.
To the rest of us, that's rape. I'm just saying. But
not if you have a marriage certificate, it isn't.
Go ask Lorena Bobbitt. She's...
yeah.
My point is that these talking heads and these fucking pundits and all these other assholes who's saying he's inciting violence against fucking reporters. No, he's not. He sent out a stupid fucking video. No one... Does anyone want to beat the shit out of fucking Bill Ritter? No! You don't. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't. That's what I'm saying. They're dwelling on bullshit. He baffles them with bullshit. And
listen,
everyone...
you know what? I just thought about how we could solve this. We send him Liz Cho. And we're good to go.
Why are we rewarding him with my Liz Cho?
Oh, well, you know.
God, I love her. I want to eat her asshole.
See, I have a thing for Tamsin Fidel. So.
She's Asian. I would eat her asshole with chopsticks.
Chade Benoit.
Oh, Liz Cho is about as Asian as Maury Finkelstein.
Oh, you know Maury Finkelstein, my Asian
academy. Yes, I do.
But, the weird thing about Liz Cho, by the way, look it up. Somebody Google it. She used to be a figure skater, if I'm correct.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
She used to be a figure skater, and then she's like, oh, yeah, let me just go do journalism now.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that Andy Adler on Channel 11?
Yeah.
The sports girl?
No, look up that girl. Somebody give me a picture of her.
She is beyond hot, and she used to be a tennis player. And she corresponds with me on Facebook every now and then.
Is she a lesbian?
I keep on writing her that she's got terrific legs. And, you know, I try and worm my way in anywhere I can.
Why don't you just open with, I jerk off to you every night while watching the news?
I think that she pretty much knows that.
That's
already.
Your line, Eddie.
He sent her a...
He sent her on the network news. They know you're spanking while they're spanking.
Well, she was on Channel 11?
Yeah.
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 Andy Adler.
Jerry sent her two pictures of his cock to make the number 11.
Plus the magnifying glass.
Ooh, she's fucking hot. Hold on.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Jerry, you got good taste. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Really, get me a
spanking little Spanish girl.
Get me a body picture. I want to see her.
Oh, her body is fucking terrific, man.
That was just her face.
Holy shit.
Change
she
that
wears
input
these
so we can
knit
see
dresses on the newscast.
I'll just do it here.
It's like
here.
You just. Oh, my God.
What's her name again? Spell it,
Andy, A-N-D-Y, Adler.
A-D-L-E-R.
And for those of you around the country who are jerking off to that picture now, thank you.
Ooh, is that her?
Because I know Corey
t-shirt?
James right now working himself up like a lifer.
You got any naked pictures there? Yeah.
I don't know. I wish.
Yeah. No naked pictures so
Trust
far.
Trust me, if they were, Jerry would have found them.
I got to say.
I would have found them because When I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's what I'm doing.
Can I also point out we started this conversation about Donald Trump and the CNN thing and the whole, oh, we're bringing, America's fucking in a turmoil. Now we're talking about tits.
No, it's all on the media.
Listen, that's the thing that saves America.
This is what Trump does. He distracts you with other stuff.
Baffles you with the bullshit.
Right. Oh, maybe I should run in 2020. Maybe.
She's got a hold on for a second, folks. Everybody calm down. She's got a great set of tits.
Oh, yeah.
Danny?
And legs that go on for fucking ever.
Danny, I'd like to report a great set of tits, please.
And I'd like to report a great set of tits.
Boom. Right there.
Nice tits.
Nice tits. Andy Adler.
And if you're a Yankee fan, you get more of her during a Yankee pregame.
She's on the Yankee pregame as well.
She's on the Yankee pregame show.
About the JJ.
Her and Mr. G, it's like going from youth.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Liz Cho, though.
Two words, stretch vajayjay.
No, she doesn't have a stretch vajayjay, even though she had a fucking kid.
No, Liz Cho is my 4 o'clock in the afternoon masturbation.
Oh, my God.
Then about 5:30 after every cover.
Is that her husband?
Fidel.
What a goofy-looking motherfucker is her husband.
Yeah, but he's rich.
He's probably a television executive.
The guy has money beyond...
Of course.
Heidi Tong at one time was married to this Wall Street guy. I saw her years and years ago at Extra Extra right across from...
Extra.
From the WPIX news building.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I saw her in the bar, and it's like, she was spectacular. And this, you knew this guy had money. You knew this guy had major, major money. I think his last name was Callahan.
When I went to do, remember when I was doing the millionaire who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I went to go take the tests and everything, and I passed and did all that shit. I got to see, because the studio is right there. That's the Lincoln Center WABC Studios, where Liz Cho is. I literally texted her. Now, well, Twittered her, whatever the fuck it is, but like, kind of like, you know, when you tag her. Well, stalked her. I was at the window going,
oh, dick.
I want you.
Stroking my cock. Lee Goldberg came out with a squeegee.
Tried to take the cock.
And I actually wrote her and I said, trust me, in real life, Liz Cho is that fucking hot in real life. She actually wrote me back and said, you should have came in. I would have gave you a tour. I'm like, oh!
There's only one tour I won.
And then she's seen that you were fat and then be like, no, I'm sorry.
You don't know that.
You don't know. Maybe she has a fat fetish.
She could have a thing for overweight guys.
Yes.
Old guys, too.
That's right. Yeah. So you don't cut us out of the fucking mixed in.
That's right, you skinny big dick cunt.
Because you don't have the imagination.
That's right.
You could always volunteer us to be one of those things on the ice that she could skate around.
That's it. Oh, don't worry. He'll get there, Joe.
Oh, I will eventually. I mean, you mean Danny, because I'm already desperate.
Yeah.
But Danny, yeah, so fuck Danny. That guy's a dick. Fucking interrupting cheetah fucking monkey cocksucker. Cheetah from Tarzan.
Have you noticed that there's nothing else that Trump has done that has riled me up, really?
No.
No, because he's too busy on Twitter.
But he's too busy baffling.
Don't worry. Just wait.
He's baffling you with his bullshit.
Wait until Mueller starts coming out with his shit.
What's he going to come out with?
You heard about the team that Mueller has compiled to look into Trump? Oh, Joe's laughing. This is
he laughs because I burp.
He's got a prosecutor that specializes in fraud, money laundering. He's got a woman that's fluent in Russian also was on the U.S. prosecutor's
team. Wait a minute, Jerry. I got important breaking news.
What's
that? She's fucking married to Josh Elliott from CBS.
Oh, breaking
news. Andy Adler?
No, Liz Cho is married to Josh Elliott. Michael Elliott. Now he's on Good Morning America.
Aren't they dating?
Wait, Josh Michael Elliott is.
She married him.
Yeah, she married him.
He gave her a fucking rock, like a 4-carat fucking ring.
Well, maybe because he's fucking got a salary of $4 million.
Maybe because that's the only way that he could catch her.
Yeah.
And that if he was a $75,000 to $100,000 schlub, he couldn't even sniff it.
Oh, he wouldn't
be able to bring her a cup of coffee.
Wait, Josh Michael Elliott, who's an American television journalist, who most recently worked for CBS News, has. So he's working for either he's out of work. Yeah, because yeah. Josh Elliott out.
Wait,
at CBS
you landed News. That, and you're out of work and collecting unemployment.
Yes. So not only does he, imagine he comes home.
He must have a big dick.
Liz Cho comes home and she's all like, "Oh, you don't even understand. A cop got shot today. There was a suspicious package."
He throws a coffee cup at her and he says, "My $405 unemployment did not come through today.
Did you get the mail?
Did you check the mail, bitch?"
$387 if he was smart enough to do the taxes ahead of time.
Liz- wow. Once again, a fount of knowledge.
Yeah, yes. I'll tell you.
Billy has been unemployed many a time.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
That, just the one time. That was enough.
Uh-huh.
Learn a lesson.
But he knows how to carry the one.
That's right.
That's all I'm
you
saying.
You know how to con the system, Billy.
I can make them numbers get bigger.
It's meant to screw you, so you got to figure out how to survive.
Yeah. Wait, top...
And being on Twitter is not the way.
At 3 o'clock in the morning when you have a wife that has making pictures on the internet.
Right. Yeah, really, is he up all night? Really, in the middle of the night?
I don't know what the fuck this guy is doing up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe he's on a water pill.
Get up to piss.
Tell me what it is.
Have a fucking Hostess Twinkie like everybody else. Maybe smoke a bone, go back to sleep.
He's checking on his grounds crew day. He's got to make sure that the golf courses are all
Here's
properly
watered.
Here's
the one thing that amazes me about the guy. The guy's so fucking crazy, yet he says he's never had a drink in his life.
Yeah, he doesn't
and
drink.
And he's never done any drugs.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
This is his behavior, being straight. I would love to party with him for a weekend.
Can you imagine if he got drunk?
Oh my God!
I bet
he's
he'd be perfectly normal.
Pussy? Could you imagine the trouble that you can get into with a drunk President Trump?
It's a lot like he does now. Imagine though, when he gets drunk, he gets quiet.
Yeah, I'm
he doesn't
thinking,
get
he'll
drunk.
Get normal. Get like
No.
Get
Jerry,
get
what I'm saying? No, Jerry. What I'm saying
his brother
is,
Fred was an alcoholic or something.
Yeah, but Jerry, do you imagine what would happen if we got him drunk? He'd probably just get quiet because this is how he acts sober.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think that we would murder somebody.
All right, hold on. Top 10 hottest women in news. At number 10, Susan Lee from Bloomberg Television.
Okay.
She does the Asian
report. Oh, okay.
Report.
No, she's not the first one that's
No, she's at 10. She's at 10.
Oh, she's at 10. Yeah, she's spankable.
Number 9, Megyn Kelly.
Oh, okay.
I got to say.
She's a little too hard
if you could
for me.
If you could somehow cut the vocal cords.
Well, just jerk off with it on mute.
I thought if we could accost them live.
No, if you can't, yet again, that's rape.
Yeah.
Number 8, Robin Meade from HLN Morning Express. With Robin Meade, she's got a nice set of tits.
Oh, yes.
Look at them titties. Yeah. God damn, look at the cleavage.
I want to touch them.
Very nice.
And I'd like to report a great set of tits.
Yes, put those on the list. Julie Bandadas.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's
to be
the one that I told
5.
You guys about a couple weeks
Woo!
Ago.
Ooh. From Fox News and Fox Report Weekend.
She used to be on the local news on Channel 5 here.
Yeah.
And then she put on those glasses and tried to become smarter.
Look at me, I'm smart, I wear glasses.
I can do it.
Number 6, Alex Wagner. Little Asian broad, MSNBC.
Okay.
Very nice, very nice. Not bad. I fuck her.
Trump hasn't tweeted these.
Number 5, Gigi Stone.
Yeah.
From Bloomberg Television. She got a nice...
Gigi Stone used to be on Channel 1 in New York.
Stalker!
And she dated Anthony Weiner for a while.
Oh, wow.
She looks like she would date Anthony Weiner.
Man, I swear to God, it's like I'm a fucking... TV reporter stalker, I know.
Don't worry.
You're pretty good at this
Holy
stuff.
God.
Don't worry. We got a stenographer that's taking all this information down for the report. Number 4, Jenna Lee. Jenna Lee is from Fox News.
Oh, she's pretty hot.
Very nice. Girl next door looking hot, but still hot nonetheless.
How come there are no ugly people on TV?
Because you can't get a job on TV if you're ugly. Hence why I do radio.
Edgar R. Murrow.
Yes.
If he was around today,
never
be the copy boy.
Yeah.
Right.
It never worked.
Walter Cronkite would be going to get people coffee.
Number 3, Brooke Baldwin.
Oh.
Brooke Baldwin, number three, CNN, CNN Newsroom.
Okay.
Danny, I like to report a great set of tits.
I'd like to report a great set of tits.
She's got a nice set of tits.
Yeah.
She's a brunette, right?
Yes, sir.
She's on in the afternoon.
Yeah, okay. She's the one that's on at like 5 o'clock.
She's only 32 years of age, by the way, Jerry, so.
Hey, you know what? Half my age.
There you go.
Nick put up Toronto.
We'll go international in a second, Nicholas. Our CUNT, Canadian Unified Network Technician.
He's got to get the Canadians in there.
Number two, Tamron Hall, MSNBC.
Oh, yeah. She used to be on the Today Show. Yeah. She dated Prince. Yeah. She's the black one with the little short hair. Ooh. Really fucking snappy. And
Jerry, do me a favor.
Al Roker wanted a dry hump her all the fucking time.
Jerry, do me a favor.
Genitalia.
No. Wait, hold on. Wait, I need Jerry to do me a favor. Everyone shush for a second.
I'm sorry.
Jerry, do me a favor. Say it rubs the lotion on itself or it gets the hose again.
On its skin.
Creepy fucking. He's like, she fucked Prince?
Listen, I'm sorry I know this stuff.
Yeah.
You can actually hear the zipper going up and down.
He does a lot
she
of research.
He went through a major thing when Prince died. Yeah.
Holy shit, look at the tits on this one.
And I'd like to report a great set of tits.
At the number one spot, Joe, give me a drum roll, please. Okay. Courtney Friel. Friel. I can't say her fucking
what
name.
What are the letters?
F-R-I-E-L. Friel. Like veal. She looks like she has two pieces of veal in her fucking shirt.
And I'd like to report a great set of tits.
Dude, she's got a massive... Dude, she has cleavage.
What network is she on?
She's on Fox. Yeah. Actually, she's on KTTV... Titty. KTTT.
She is a Fox.
KTTV TV in Los Angeles. Yeah, Los Angeles.
So I would have to go on the internet, and I would have to live stream her in order to jerk off to her. That's too much work.
You know what's weird? His live stream is his cum shooting out of his
nice
dick.
Tits.
Oh, you're dumb. Yeah.
Oh, my God. These are fucking amazing titties, though. She's got an okay face, but her tits are amazing, Jerry.
Well, who was that guy who ran Fox who had to fuck every woman on Fox before they got a job?
Roger Ailes.
Yeah. And then, what's
his name? Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you and I worked at Fox, we would be accused of the same fucking thing.
Well, yeah, well,
okay?
That'd be on the application.
Because there is no way that I would have not said, to Harris Faulkner. Oh, yeah, you are hot chocolate. Yeah.
Hot
but the
chocolate.
Difference between me and O'Reilly is
I would have said
that my pants would have been down around my ankle.
All right, well, Jerry, I'm going to let you go rub your falafel on somebody. I got to take a break, all right, buddy?
Okay,
I love you guys,
love
and
you,
I'll see you soon.
Love you, Jerry.
Buddy.
Jerry, always a great guest.
Yeah, funny guy.
Jerry just hangs out with us, always doing good. It's the Ham Radio Show. We got to take a break right now because Danny's going to punch me right in the clit. 718-577-1389. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Joe, after what?
These white!
Yeah!
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toads!
Now they will be here.
Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Joe, give me a beat. Come on. See if Joe can keep up with Phil Collins in the air of the night.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
No.
See if you can.
Nope.
Coming in the air tonight. Oh, my.
Right.
What am I holding on to? I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
So it's going to suck for you,
hold
right?
On. Coming in the air tonight.
It's not coming in the air.
I made air before.
That's different.
718-577-1389. What do you got for me, Phil Collins? Come on. Do you remember you were drowning?
I would have told
you. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Women lessons. I've seen your
face. Oh, my friend. I don't know who to know who I am. Hottest TV reporters, female edition. We'll do the male edition when Danny's hosting. But we got people sending us stuff via the Facebook Live. So you can check out all the pics there.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
I've been a paralyzed. That Canadian lady has nice boobs.
She looks upset.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Well, that's because Nick took a picture of her.
Probably.
I'm stalking!
Nick, find some new pictures.
All my life. Who's this broad? Cynthia Mulligan. Man. She's, wow. Okay,
nice.
Dude, if I fucked her, she'd break in half. She needs me to sandwich. That's a little skinny. Get this chick over here, too. She's got nice boobs, but I don't need to see her right now.
Why not?
Quick question, gentlemen.
What?
Next week on this very program...
It'll be the Joe Show.
Well, that's the thing we need to discuss. Because I have late hours at Sirius XM.
Wow, yeah.
So here's the problem. I could just make it here. Ooh. Okay, probably.
So run faster.
Well, that's I will.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. That means Danny, Billy, and Joe have to host. Oh, I'm sorry, Danny. What?
I may or may not actually not be here next week.
Then Billy,
are you punking out, man?
Yeah. All right.
Why? Well, what are you? Wait, hold on for a minute.
Punking out.
I'm in the middle of a fucking in a plea right here. I'm talking to you, trying to plea with you. Danny's not looking up because he's looking down. No, you're not. You didn't hit your button.
I hear him wherever you're
Did
saying.
You hit your button? No, you didn't, because I'm doing this,
you. No,
and you're
I'm
fucking staring at your phone.
You.
Listening's not looking with the fucking hand signal that says, turn off the fucking Phil Collins song, you douche. That's what I was doing.
That's what he was doing.
Anywho, and the people on fucking Facebook Live are watching me give you a thumbs up for 20 seconds going like this. Anywho, why the fuck aren't you going to be here tomorrow, Wednesday?
I have to go upstate with my father to help him with shit.
Fuck that guy!
Are you going to kill a deer again?
Probably.
No, that's...
In the middle of the summer, he's just going to wrestle one down.
You can't do it now. It's illegal.
It's illegal, but he'll do it.
Can you kill a rabbit?
All right, so that means I got to have a BJ show? The Billy and Joe show, a BJ show has to happen?
Yes, that would have to happen.
Oh, well.
Motherfucker. All right, so then...
Oh, wait a minute. We need you here. You got to set up the cameras and everything. We don't know how to do that without you.
Yeah, there you go.
Not how to do that. It's simple.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you have to show... I guess you have to show Joe before you go now.
Yeah.
If you're not coming in next week, you have to show Joe.
Because
I won't be here. It's either show him or show Joe.
Show Billy. I don't want to
Billy
know.
Or Joe.
The one, Billy.
Either the B or the J of the BJ
no,
show.
First of all, none of you can do it unless... Eddie, unless you're here anyway.
No, I will be here.
I know that.
What I'm saying is Billy will have to sit here, or Joe will have to run the board. One of them will have to step up their game and run the board. Now, if my fucking producer's not even coming. Because I don't want to take 2 weeks off, because the week after that, I'm on a cruise.
Ooh,
I will be in Bermuda, bitches, so I am not doing the show.
Why don't we just play a rerun?
Now, are you going to, what, for the next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
No.
Well, all right, well, let's take a vote. Let's take a vote. Danny's not going to be here now.
Yeah.
Danny just subtly slipped that in today's show. Didn't mention it
last week.
Well, I was going
to mention it after the show.
Well, but after the show doesn't help. During the show, before the show helps us.
I didn't know you were going to talk about this.
I told you last week we were going to talk about it, but we didn't fucking do it on the air because we never got a chance to.
Yeah.
It's not like we weren't going to talk about it. We always talk about it.
You think I remember what happened last week?
You should.
Well,
all right,
anyway,
so now,
going back.
What happened before? I don't know.
Wait, so let's take a vote, though. Are we doing a show or not? Because then it's only the BJ show. Would Billy and Joe like to do a show?
I don't want to do a show.
I don't think anybody wants Joe to do a show.
Nobody wants Joe to do a show.
Why don't you have like a late?
You can have Jerry on Skype, and then,
if you're going to be slightly late,
Jerry
you can have
Jerry do the
you
show.
Can have a later start time.
Yeah, but not really because I still have I still have to go to work the next day. So a later start. That's why we do the show from a certain time.
What's late for you? Like, no, I'm, like, getting here as far as, like...
I don't know. It's whatever fucking New York has it for, in store
for
me.
Listen, everybody in the world has a right to 2 weeks vacation.
The right? Danny just took off fucking next week.
Fuck you, man.
And then the weekend, so Danny has 2 weeks vacation,
because
he just took off next week, didn't want to tell us until, like, now, and then the week after that, we knew we weren't doing a show.
Well, that show, we knew we weren't going to do.
All right, so wait a minute.
I didn't know that.
I
knew he was going on a cruise, I just didn't know. When
I said last week, that's why that calendar is fucking right there,
because
we were pointing out when the hell I was doing that.
Where you cruise to anyway?
I am cruising to only Bermuda. I'm only going to Bermuda. We're going on a different kind of I've been everywhere else, quite frankly. We're going on this certain, it's a new boat for us, we've never been on it. I'll tell you right now, it's Norwegian Cruise Lines.
Oh, they're very nice.
Let's try to get them as a sponsor right now. Yeah. Norwegian Cruise Lines. Cruise like a Norwegian.
They serve gefilte fish.
I think so.
Yeah.
And lox and bagels. But yeah, so on that Wednesday, I will be fucking in the tropics.
Is it storm season?
It officially is hurricane season.
All right.
So why don't you do a 5:30 start time next week?
How come they never named another ship?
It's only going to be a half hour.
It doesn't...
I mean 6:30.
5:30 ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's whatever... The reason why I want it at 6 is because I want a solid show. Now, if we're not going to do a solid show, then there's no point of me rushing.
No, but
is
I'm
my
saying,
point.
And go an extra.
Says
half,
the man that's going to go upstate anyway.
Go an extra half hour, like 6:30 to 8:30 instead of 6 to 8.
Yeah, but
8,
then I have to be up the next day at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning.
A half hour is going to really.
Yes, because by the time I get out of here, after I do the work, after you leave. I have to do, I'm here another half an hour to 40 minutes after the show, making sure that everything's done. And I help Joe clean up sometimes.
You prick. You.
And I take a piss. That takes time. Yeah. What do you think? You just, Danny gets up and goes,
like
I gotta
go.
It's
like a needle in a haystack, I
so,
tell you.
So, why don't these two schmucks
well,
host the show?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Do this two, all right, let's put it this way.
I don't want to host the show.
Joe says no. Billy, what
Joe
about
Joe wants 2 weeks off. That's Joe's
Billy,
vote.
How about this?
If Joe wants to take the week off, then I guess we'll do it a week off.
So you want 2 weeks off, then that means.
Yeah, so we
I don't give it. Look, if you, I'm not going to be here.
Let Nick play the
one of the shows, I could be here. The other one, I'm not going to be in this country.
I can
so
I can program reruns ahead of time.
There you go. You got it, buddy. You can do it.
All right, so wait. So we're not going to be here. Are we making.
Play the best of Joe.
I'm for. Oh, so geez. After
why
that,
not?
Wait.
Host
we want to fill.
Show.
We need to fill up 2 hours, Joe. The best of Joe is a 5-minute segment.
Oh,
one of all right, because we need to make this official. That's why I'm throwing it out to my people. I'm not just making a royal decree and going, "We're off."
Well, I'm going to make.
I'm asking you.
I'm going to make a royal decree because I know these two idiots aren't going to start the show without you.
That's right.
Well, no, I know Joe won't. Billy might actually bring an A game. He might bring something to the table, as they say.
Is somebody going to shoot 5 women like the last time?
Hopefully.
That's different.
Billy, would you want to host a show for 2 hours?
I couldn't.
By yourself. We make it the Billy show then. Fuck Joe. Billy, Joe just lives here. The studio. He can be your wench.
He doesn't even have to leave the house because he can do it from
yeah,
our
he can
house.
Do it from, exactly.
I would take the fun out of it being here with Joe. That's what makes the show work.
That's right.
That takes the fun out of it all the time, being here with Joe. I get it.
No, being with Joe.
He doesn't
makes
even
the show
have
work.
To leave his house to do the show.
But Danny, this is what I'm saying. I understand how it works. There is another studio where Billy can do the show. I am simply asking, does Billy want to have the Billy show? It's either a BJ or a BS. All right? That's it. It's either the Billy show, all right, or it's the BJ show. And then if you add Jerry, it's BJ and the Bear. Whatever you want to do. So you guys have to fucking come up with. I know Danny's out. Danny is out of the fucking mix. All right? And Danny can simply fucking put a best of and a second best of for the 2 weeks. I need. Because then we're taking. This is the last show for 2 weeks. You understand? For 2 weeks. So I'm asking, do you want to do a BS show?
Nah, I can't do one by myself. I can't fly solo.
You haven't improved since fucking since WNJC in Philly?
Not enough to do a solo thing straight through.
Why? You got sound effects. You have your voice. All
just,
you have to do is sit in my
seat.
Imus gets a vacation.
What?
Imus gets a vacation.
Yeah, Imus also got thrown off the air for saying nappy-headed hoes.
Oh, we said worse.
Yeah. Tonight.
True.
All right. Then we're done. We're taking a 2-week vacation.
Yeah.
All right. Then congratulations, boys. This is our last show for 2 weeks.
But then again, if all else fails, fuck it. I can always cut in and then cut out, right?
No, we do a real show and I don't cut in and cut out. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but plus,
Danny
we'll
has
be off.
No, but Danny has to also program the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's literally has to have a show that fits in this spot and then another one that fits in the next spot.
You can't
spot.
Cut in and out because I would have to program it to
cut,
cut
in
and
out.
All right, we need to know exactly when
that's
you're cutting
what
in
I'm
cut
saying.
In and out.
That's what I'm asking. But this is what I'm saying. Do you want to step up your game and be a radio show host, or do you want to be just a goofy sidekick that plays fucking sound effects? What do you want to do? I'm offering you 2 hours, a prime block on WNJC right here.
I have a suggestion, and I'm not going to do it because I've done it once when we took off.
Everyone lean back. Danny has
but
a suggestion.
I know he's not going to do it because I did it once for us. Where I hosted a pre-recorded best of, and I went through the archives and I picked out best of shit.
Yeah,
I did a whole intro thing.
That was really nice.
Yes, but that would involve work, and Billy's not going to do that.
Exactly. That's why I said it's not going
to
happen.
But that's why I'm offering him. He has to do. He can do absolutely no work. Do you understand what I'm saying? He can have a live 2-hour feed, That's all him. He could have giggles not, on if
and,
he wants to.
And not have to leave the house.
He doesn't have to leave the house. He could do it in his underwear.
No, you don't.
You don't have to leave the house.
Because
you
the freaking studio, the secondary studio, is in your apartment.
It's literally 4 feet from your door.
Yeah.
Now, also, Joe does not want to go and do a show. So your sidekick is out. Yeah.
Right.
So therefore,
and it goes to...
But then it's
have
you.
That same... It would not work.
Yes, but I'm giving... You can... Philip,
you can
dude,
find
you
somebody.
You can find anybody you want. You can find a retard off the street. I did. Look, I found three. And you can put them on there and do the show. I'm giving you 2 hours. Don't say I never gave you nothing. It's 2 hours of live radio that you get to do if you want.
Yeah, I know.
You can do anything.
I can.
You can bash me for fucking 2 hours.
That's tempting.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Now just
I can send you some Snickers.
Yeah, you have candy and everything.
Cause he's a scumbag.
Yeah, no, not the 2 hours. No,
the Billy shits on any show for 2 hours. You do it here normally. What the fuck? Then this way you'll have your own music.
You know what it is? Yeah. Billy remembers the Danny and Billy show in WNJC where he was pleading with the audience, "Please call in."
Yes, he begged.
Somebody. Yeah.
Oh God!
That's where this noise comes from. Play it again. This noise is him.
From the
they're doing the news and him.
News.
Yes.
His solo. Yeah.
But that's exactly Danny. This is where the comes from because he didn't understand what the fuck was going on, and he's reading the news and he's talking about some guy that killed four women at a Jack Wayne Bryant or whatever the fuck it was.
If it helps, Bill,
I have
a modern day board.
yeah.
Not like an old fucking sundial like the old homie app, so it'd be less confusing.
I'm just, you have the opportunity if you want it. All right, so Billy is now what we're calling a pussy, and he's pussying out of doing a 2-hour live show.
Just think how refreshed we'll be in 2 weeks when we come back. We'll be so
Yeah, but we're also going to be, you guys are going to be off your game. I'm always fresh.
I know, I will never
I'm ready to go at a moment's notice.
As long as I got you to annoy, I'm happy.
I got you to hold my hand.
I got you, babe.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Way to fucking go right to the chorus, Danny.
Yeah. Why don't you do a show with giggles, though, Billy?
That's what I'm saying. He can do a show with giggles.
Yeah. She can teach everybody how to make that chia.
Yeah, she did a 2-hour live cooking show. 2-hour live cooking show.
No.
Hey, we can call it True Confessions, and Billy can tell giggles about the time he slept with two women.
Wow.
I don't know. How did today turn into, like, fuck with Billy day?
Wait a minute. Hold the fuck on. I didn't fuck with you. I tried to give you a 2-hour show. Joe just fucked with you.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Joe just fucking...
Joe just sold you down the river. I hope your fucking fiance's not listening.
Well, it happened before they were going out. It's, you know.
Yeah, but you went right to. You remember that time you slept with two women? Right there.
Just quite a bumpy bump.
Just snuck it in.
Yeah. It was nice in Atlantic City, Bill.
See, me and Eddie were just fucking with you like Mama Celeste and Mrs. Butterworth, man. But he just fucking like
there was something really bad.
Yeah, we made fat jokes. He was making he was insinuating that you fucked two broads.
No, I didn't say that. I just said he slept with two women.
Yeah, but that's, what do you think Chia Pet would be thinking right now?
See, Giggles said she'll make a better host.
That's what he's got to explain.
Wait, Giggles is on there? She said that?
Yeah, she said she would make a better host, that's for sure.
That's for sure,
where the fuck does it even say that?
Yeah.
Refresh this shit, because I don't see nothing.
I'm reading it online.
Oh, there you go. Bring it down. Giggles, I would make a bit, that's for sure. Especially now with this fucking, imagine the host chat.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about these two women, will you? And then she just fucking whoosh right into it.
Hey, Giggles, you know where the house is. Come over, I'll show you how to use the equipment. You can go six.
You know where the house
the
is.
Tell the inner. You can give us the inner workings of Billy.
One of those girls. One of those girls.
Yeah, do a situation comedy. You know, I Love Lucy.
One of those girls, by the way, Joe.
Yeah.
Grabbed my cock.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Really? Oh, those two girls you made kiss on the air one time.
They're sisters.
That's the girls with one of the jeans.
They're sisters, though. We didn't make them kiss on the air.
Oh, I didn't know.
That would have been hot, but we didn't do that.
No, I remember. What was it?
But one of them grabbed my penis.
WNJC?
Yes, and one of them grabbed my penis.
Yeah.
Like my my actual penis.
Sure.
Not
your fake one?
No, not like on the outside of the jeans, in the jeans.
Oh.
She says talking is required.
Yes, I do know. Oh, she does know.
Oh, you do know.
You told her about it?
Jesus, Bill.
That's where the whole campaign.
Yeah, I think she knows.
I think we told that story more.
Well, we've told that story. We've told that story. That's where the whole campaign of Bill's not gay came from.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that? We started the rumor we thought Bill was gay because he actually didn't sleep with the two girls.
That's right.
He had the opportunity to sleep with two chicks.
No opportunity.
Don't molest the story. Because you're molesting the story right now.
Keep taking time.
One in your head, yeah.
You had an opportunity. You had two broads. You were away. Two beautiful women. Right?
Oh, Billy.
They were screaming out, oh, Billy. That audio came from them.
That's
and
right.
You decided to wear your jeans to sleep in your jeans. That's where Billy Blue Jeans came from.
Whoa.
One of your first nicknames from Billy Nicknames, Billy Blue Jeans, started. And then we started a whole campaign. We made signs and everything and hung them around Philly and Egg Harbor Township, the Bill's Not Gay fucking things. Those signs, we made them.
And nobody cared.
No, the people cared. People cared that you weren't gay. But the fact of the matter is, I still think that you're a little come-see-come-saw because if you had two broads in a bedroom, in a hotel, you don't keep your blue jeans on. That's when you walk around in your tighty-whities. And just hope that your dick fucking sneaks out the side.
Don't forget he had Pennsylvania Poker and her sister Tennessee Two-Step.
Yeah.
Don't forget
about that. Like I'm in the battle, that is fun.
I'm just saying. Isn't that where the dollar bill thing is?
Oh, I got it.
Two?
No.
I don't know. I don't know. We were talking about size and average size, and I don't know. When he said it was the size of a dollar bill,
Average size, the average supposed to be
all I know.
Size.
All I know is that no one.
What a silly Negro!
That nobody stepped up to the game. No one's stepping up to the plate. Billy will not do a 2-hour show. Giggles wants to do the 2-hour show.
Yeah, really.
Billy will not do that for his fiance.
Yeah.
Oh.
Joe said, "Go fuck off." He doesn't want to do it.
Wait, she's saying she knows who they are.
Yeah.
I knew Billy for over 10 years. I wasn't dating him at that time. She say anything else?
She assassinated both of them, huh?
Antonella says maybe the two chicks were bored with him.
Who is that? The most
bored him?
Bore him.
She's gorgeous, by the way.
She
Antonella's
is gorgeous. I'm looking at her.
Two chicks bored him, and he's used to four girls.
Oh. Four girls.
Four girls, one cup.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Sounds good.
Billy, see, look at this.
Not true.
And wait,
okay.
And now Jerry's jumping in.
Yeah,
how did Billy not do the naked? Dude, naked man. You should have went naked man, and your dick should have been out.
That's for me.
That's what by
accident. Oh, Billy.
Because you understand by accident, that's the by accident sex. That's the, oh my God, my dick is out.
Yeah.
I didn't notice, ladies.
And then the next day you go, I was drunk, I don't remember nothing.
If only I was wearing my blue jeans. That's what that is. However, you, of course, kept your blue jeans on and kept your dick behind a fucking zipper fucking vault.
Yeah.
And there was no sex.
Yeah.
Because
if anybody really wanted it to happen, they would have ventured over.
No, we discussed this. They were timid. They were all talk. You should have been action and not talk.
That's right.
And you should have done exactly what Jerry said and did naked man.
Yeah.
Or at least for the common decency of man, walked around in your tighty whities and shook a little bit. Hold on, Danny.
The man is the hunter.
Because we're in the middle of a conversation. You had boxers or briefs. What were you wearing?
Fucking like I remember.
Then you just said you didn't have tighty whities, so obviously you remember.
I wasn't wearing tighty whities.
All right, so you're wearing boxers?
Maybe.
Because even better, there's a slit in the front of the boxers where your dick could have fucking hung out. You could have been acting like you were
George Washington could have been hanging out of your damn pants.
Yeah.
All right?
Dude, that's a... The same way Danny didn't fuck Dr. Deb that time, you fucking should have...
That's another one.
At least one of them. Dude, you know, I would have spooned the shit out of Deb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. She would have been hitting me during
the
night.
She even admitted if Danny whipped it out, she would have taken it
because
out.
Danny's cock is way bigger. And that's
she,
the thing.
She even said it one time. She's,
with Danny's cock being as big as it is, he should have just fucking whipped it out, like, during the night.
Yeah, she said, well, why
another
not,
one at you. Another one. Just let it play peekaboo,
it's
Danny.
A cock.
God. All right, what do you got?
Giggles is saying, one of the girls had a shit fit at Billy on MySpace because he didn't tell her he was on a date with her, with Giggles.
Wait. One of the girls had a... I don't think Danny read that in English. Yeah. One of the girls had a shit fit at Billy on MySpace because he didn't tell her he was on a date with MySpace. How fucking long ago was this?
It's 100 years ago, pretty
well, she
much.
Said she
when did you start dating? Yeah, but when did
ago.
You start dating Giggles?
She said, "No."
How many dates were you on Giggles before she became Giggles in your life? Before Giggles became your girlfriend and then became your fiance?
It's a while. They got to be together 5 years already, right?
There you go.
You know, Joe, if you killed her, you would have gotten out sooner.
Yeah. Joe's on the right.
We have to wait for Giggles to answer the question.
No, I'm asking Billy. We're not going to get straight answer on Billy. Before that, how long were you going out? Like, how many times did you... Let me rephrase the question. How many times did you fuck Giggles?
That's not right.
Before she became your girlfriend.
We hooked up a long time ago at a wedding.
Ooh! Co-check room?
No. That was a long time ago. She was separated at the time.
Oh.
We ended up getting together, but then something happened. She went back...
To the guy.
Right. And
but then she had a taste of Billy.
Yeah. Billy.
She tasted that forbidden fruit.
Right.
And she came crawling back. She wants the man meat, you say.
That was it, yeah.
That's what it was.
Billy.
She wants the Mama Celeste pizza in his pants.
She liked the silence.
She wanted it.
She wanted
it.
A quiet
2007.
Evening.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
See, watch, Jerry. Jerry is wise. Billy, Eddie is right. Show your drunk, make the move. That hashtag, show your junk, make the move.
That's what I do.
Because, dude, you had two primo fucking chicks. Trust me, primo chicks. In a room, you don't leave your pants on. That is rule 101 of this.
Nah, all right. Well, next time, if it ever happens, I know what to do. I'll jump around like a fucking gorilla.
You don't have to jump around.
Man.
No, you can do Naked Man if you want. My thing is a little bit more subtle. You just have your dick peek out your boxer shorts. That's all you have to do. Show them the goods.
Right, put a little spot in there and go,
excuse me. Excuse me, did Giggles come back for the man meat? She went back to her dum-dum of a fucking whatever, and then she went, no, this is not good. I want William's fucking penis.
Right.
And Billy.
And she shouted that from the rooftop.
That's all that
and
was.
And she crawled back. And she wanted the Aquanet Avengers cock. That's what she wanted. That's what she wanted, William.
Sure it was.
And she came back. She had a taste of the forbidden fruit.
Ooh,
and she liked it.
I heard that you shared the big banana with everybody.
She liked it, really. Yep. Why can't you just have some confidence in yourself? Maybe you fucking had a nice cock, and she's like, I want it. I need it. It makes me giggle.
I've never seen anything that small.
There you go.
He flicks my clit like a fucking goddamn light switch.
Before we get out of here.
What? Carmelo Bonjo, you want to say it?
He had no problems taking off his pants off with me during the wedding.
Yeah! That's my Billy.
Billy. Now wait, did you
say the blue jeans slip right off?
Did you fuck in the coat room or did you have a room?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm gonna let Giggles answer because you suck at answering these questions.
God bless
the one.
Yeah,
right on the table in front of the bride and groom.
I tell you, nobody.
Gary, how are you? I hope you had a happy 4th as well. Sorry, we're trying to figure out why Billy didn't get laid one night. He had two chicks, one dick, and he didn't show it off.
Yeah.
God damn it. And now, see, when he had the one chick, maybe two chicks intimidated him. Maybe you were intimidated.
Yeah.
Maybe, is that what it was? Were you a pussy?
I bet you he was waiting for lesbian love.
Maybe
they were sisters. They weren't gonna fuck.
Oh,
oh my God!
You never know.
Sweet, switch his neck. Well, you know that she's talking to him, isn't it?
No, no.
Yeah,
we're there. She hasn't answered yet.
All right. All I'm saying is, I think he fucked in the coat room. You had a regular room?
No.
You fucked in the car.
The car.
You can't fit in the car. Giggles can fit in the car. You can't fit in the car.
No. He had the little Jeep
was
Liberty.
Was it the Jeep Liberty?
Yeah, this was during those days.
Yeah, there was some room
there. That purple pussy wagon, you fucked her in there?
It was brown, but gone.
Wait, Giggles, did you blow him or did you fuck?
Oh, Billy.
Was it oral? All right, who wants to take bets before we know the answer, because we didn't see the answer? Blowjob, Danny, or she fucked him?
I'm saying they went all the way.
All the way?
She wanted
Billy,
to man.
Joe,
wanted
shut up,
man.
Billy. Joe?
No, I think it was sort of like missionary style, you know, as much as you can be missionary in a car.
So you're saying all the way?
Okay.
I'm saying blowjob combined with a handy. She gave him an old-fashioned wet willy.
Well, we had sex in his car.
Ah, damn it. I
rode him. P.S. Yes. I was on the Ham Radio Show on June 9th, 2007, given the big O.
That was her?
Yeah.
Oh.
I totally don't remember. I'm sorry, Giggles. You want to call in now? Do it again.
Nick, find June 9th, 2007.
Yeah, please.
Nick's probably got it.
That was from the wedding.
Holy.
Oh, right. I remember that.
When he
at the wedding?
Yeah, he called in from
the wedding.
Yeah, holy shit.
It's all coming back to me now.
Wow. That was before we knew Giggles was Giggles.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Bill.
Wow. So you fucked in the car.
And that was the night, huh?
Wow. Billy doesn't seem like a fuck in the car kind of guy.
No, not really, yeah.
You think I'm paying for a fucking hotel?
Maybe a van.
I would have showed
so
a little
class.
We kind
of knew Giggles before it was Giggles.
We knew Giggles before she was Giggles.
Yeah.
I didn't know where
Billy really knew Giggles before she was Giggles.
I didn't know until I was outside and he comes outside the house with her and they said, hey, this is, you know, blah blah blah.
Yeah. And then Danny looked at her and goes, did you fuck in the Jeep?
No, I did. I was that chick.
I was that chick. They fucking moaned on your show, do you remember? Wow. Why can't I hear you? I don't know.
No, she says BJ.
No, Sarah's saying first was a BJ. No way I'm a mom now. You can't fucking moan. Be a MILF and moan. What the fuck? Why can't I?
I'm a mom.
We're going to sort this shit out. We got to take a break because now I have to regroup.
God, I just totally boggled my mind about the whole...
Blew your mind. It didn't boggle your mind. It blew your mind. Like she blew him in the car.
Yeah.
Wow. Billy.
That was her. Wow.
Wow. I'm looking at Billy. Billy got a little glim in his eye. Look at him. Look at him. Wow. Look at him. He's got a little spring in his step and he's sitting. That's weird. 718-577-1360. He had the purple pussy wagon, Danny. And he was fucking in the wagon.
It was a brown Jeep, but, you know.
No, it wasn't brown.
Yeah, it was.
His car was purple.
It wasn't a brown. No, it wasn't brown. You had another one before that one?
It was brown.
It was
purple.
That
was not brown. That was so not fucking
brown. It was purple.
on the registration, it said it was brown.
Yeah, but they lied.
That was not
that
brown.
That was brown. It was purple.
It was shiny brown. But it was
not brown because you had the same color as our neighbors had across the street. And theirs was like that purplish color, too.
All right.
Did you fuck her in a brown?
It was fucking brown.
No.
I swear that you're wrong.
Giggles, what color was the Jeep?
Giggles, was the Jeep the same color as Billy's throbbing fucking cockhead?
Yeah, hold on. You snooze, never forget you lose, that. That other girl was blah, 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 blah.
Sarah, go to unfilteredradionetwork.com.
He ate me in the car.
Oh yeah! Billy! He went caveman. Did he flick the fucking clit like a light switch? I think he did. 718-577-1389.
You're a man, Billy. You're a man.
You're a man.
That's right.
You can act like a man.
He's a hunter.
Oh, my God. He's a gatherer, too.
No, the gatherer is the woman.
Let's take a break. Danny's going to punch me in the clit and then punch me right in the purple Jeep, even though it's brown. I don't know. Fucking senility kicked in. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll figure this out.
It was red pearl.
It was
deep
purple, you
deep molten red pearl.
All right, even though that's not fucking brown.
But that looks more brown than fucking purple. Pearl.
Maybe. Oh, wait. I know what happened, Danny. I know what happened. He fucked Giggles in the ass. That was brown. Mew!
Oh, yeah, right.
Took it out of a buttocks.
Why do we put up with this
guy? I don't know. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about Billy fucking in the Jeep. Plus, I have another story to get to. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/hamradioshow.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout for 4, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey yo, this is Method Man, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Ham. Can I get a soo?
Yeah. There's my music. Lucha Underground. Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network. That's right, Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network. Tune in, the final first round of the Kyoto Cup takes no prisoners. In this week's episode of Lucha Underground, airing tonight, so if you missed it, it aired tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the El Rey Network. If you missed it, you can watch it on ElReyNetwork.com. That's right, not ElReyNetwork.com. I'm sorry, ElRey Network on Demand. That's right. Watch it on demand. Is the pressure too much? Watch Dante Fox relive his time as a POW on the all-new Lucha Underground. Time is ticking as Rey Mysterio and Johnny Mundo continue to prepare for their ultimate battle. The final first round of the Gato Cup begins tonight, Wednesday, July 5th at 8 p.m. Don't miss the all-new one-hour episode of Lucha Underground, Lucha Libre, a wrestling series from the Emmy Award-winning producer Mark Burnett. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on the El Rey Network. That's right, El Rey Network. So if you miss the episode, go to El Rey Network on demand. Well, go to elraynetwork.com for further details. Of course, it's Lucha Underground every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on the El Rey Network Eastern Standard Time. Of course, please check it out. It is Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network. Yay!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Many Hollywood celebrities are discovering state accounting offices are holding unclaimed money just waiting to be collected by their rightful owners. For example, Caitlyn Jenner has nearly $4,000 waiting for her from an insurance matter. If it was related to her surgery, perhaps she was overcharged for services rendered. A source of public shame for the last few years, MTV Teen Mom star Janelle Evans lost one of her most popular haters to suicide. Janelle plans to celebrate by waving her legs in the air, waving them like she just don't care. Award-winning singer Adele announced during a series of London concerts that she'll be retiring from touring. Claiming it's just a publicity stunt to sell more tickets, many fans think Adele is lying through her teeth. By the way, with socialized dentistry and poor groundwater quality, surprisingly very easy to do. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Yeah! Come on! Who can be the boss? Look up on the it's Uncle Eddie. In the land of the Lord. It's the Danaconda. It, of course, is Just Fucking Joe. And joining us now, the love guru, Mr. Love Connection, Mr. Purple G, probably Brown, don't know how to do it, but I'm going to get down, the one and only, Billy Nicknames. Yeah! Billy Nicknames!
What?
The Love Machine. 718-577-1389.
And I won't fuck for nobody but you. Oh. I just did not much.
I think Billy deserves the poon alarm.
Give him the poon alarm. Go ahead and let me hear it. Rip it out for a poon. Give me one more, Danny. I feel like poon. Billy, the poon hound of the day.
Why are you in such a bad mood today, Billy?
I'm not.
We just found out that he's a fucking cocksmith.
Yeah, he is.
That was eating pussy at a wedding in his Jeep and yeah. Fucking giggles before she became his fiance. We found this out. Well, and he's still in a fucking bad mood.
He landed himself a beautiful woman. He's a lucky man.
You got a good woman now, and you got fucking two kids. And yeah. Is there any more fucking in the Jeep?
Nah, that's over now.
Do you have to rent a Jeep to get the feeling back? Wait, fuck off. Do you have to get one back?
I'm going to have to go buy one.
Yeah, it's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Trish, did Billy fuck you?
No, it was Danny. Didn't Danny have a sex with
him? No, Danny didn't have sex with him. She wanted to fuck Danny.
Oh.
Is that true, Trish?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to hang up on you. You just asked if you could call in. I just asked, did Billy fuck you? No answer. Then Joe asked, did you fuck Danny? And then Danny went, no. And then I said, oh, no, Trish wanted to fuck Danny. And then when they confront you with the question, you go, I don't know. It's a talk show. You've never grown out of
you guys.
This.
I think you guys asked me, out of all of you, who would I if I had to, and I said probably Danny.
So you would fuck Danny?
Yeah, sure.
Any of this getting through to your son?
So you'd fuck Danny?
I'd probably crush him, though, but yeah.
Well, Danny would be on top.
I got to say, I'm not into Trish, but I will say she probably has the cleanest poon there is.
She's always in the tub.
Always in the bathtub.
Are you in the bathtub right now?
Yeah. I just got out of the tub maybe 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, see?
You should have. You should always call the show from the tub.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bring
I'll
the cordless phone, and I want you. Do you have like a vibrator you bring in the tub or no?
No.
You so you never masturbate when you're in the tub?
Well, everybody does. Never?
You've never masturbated in the tub, so it's just strictly I'm going to get washed up.
Two words, stretched vajayjay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That is the most boringest bath ever. If I was naked as much as you are, I'd be touching it all day long.
Where do you masturbate?
Jesus.
In my room.
Oh.
Why would you? Does the bathroom not have a lock on it?
Yeah.
No, because usually I start stretching my legs out and twisting and everything, so I need room.
Oh, okay.
You can't just sit there and rub your puss in the fucking tub. You're going to splish splash.
She would splash
the
and
water
flood
everywhere.
The room.
Yeah.
It's a
small tub.
You know that Billy fucking ate a girl out in a fucking little Jeep.
Yeah.
So I mean,
and he's a big man, so
yeah.
If he can do it.
You can do it in the tub. Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I bet you had a backache after that, Billy.
Did you? How did you eat her out? Did you explain that, Billy?
Carefully.
No, thank you. I walked into that one. What I'm saying was in the back seat.
Oh, no, the seats went down. You just drop it all the
way
down.
No. You went down.
Yeah. Hey-o. Made sure the seat went first. You pick up. You move back a little, and you got all the room you need.
So did you crouch into the little spot and eat her out that way, or did you turn around and just eat her out sideways?
Everything goes. You just push it back. It slides back. There's plenty of room.
See, she goes, there's a lot about Billy you don't know.
Yeah.
So this is why she should do a 2-hour show next week, getting to know Billy.
Ooh, right.
There's an opening.
You guys should do like more people on the network.
We have.
I want a show.
You don't fucking
talk.
How about me and Joe? Me and Joe would make great hosts.
I don't even want to do this show.
Joe's committing enough suicide with this.
And he doesn't even want to do this show. What the fuck is he going to do with you? All right, ready? Here you go. You have 30 seconds, Trish. Here's what you have to do. 30 seconds, I want you to fucking entertain me. All right? You have 30 seconds. Entertain. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to judge you. Entertain. The whole room is going to judge you right now.
All right.
30 seconds on the clock, and I want you to entertain us. This is your audition. If we vote you in...
Like I'm more funlier with my bestie, Kate, because I'm like, we start talking shit about other people.
Don't be like Billy. Hold on for a minute. Don't be like Billy and give me fucking excuses. I want you to entertain me.
It's the truth.
I'm
boring by myself.
You're boring. We know you're fucking boring. I want you to entertain us for 30 seconds. We'll give you a topic. The topic is... Your vibrator. I want you to sell me your vibrator. Tell me how great it is.
I don't have one.
What do you use?
My fingers.
All right, so tell me how great your fingers are. You have 30 seconds. Everyone shut up. I want to see this fucking act. I want to hear it happen. This is Trish's audition. This is how we give her the show with her bestie, whatever the fuck her name is, Twatty McGee, whatever the fuck her friend is. That's how you get the show.
No, that's my bestie, Seven, that always comments. You know when we go live when we're like in her car in the parking lot? Mm-hmm.
That's a great story. Can you fucking do your job here? 30 seconds. This is your 30-second audition.
That's not a good topic for me.
All right, what topic do you want? I'll fucking...
Arthritis
right
and
now,
her fingers.
Right now, I want to fucking throw you through a wall. So tell me what topic do you want?
What else is new?
What topic do you want?
Something you really like.
Food.
Okay, I like food.
All right, there you go. All right,
Pick out something and talk about it. Greatest
thing you ever eaten. All right, you got 30 seconds. It's the Trish Show. Here we go. Entertain us now.
Green frosting.
No, not frosting. The best thing I ever eat was when, like, I do my mega Oreo. I take, like, 6 to 8 stuffings of Oreo, and I cram them together, and I make, like, a super big Oreo.
Ooh.
And then I just open my mouth, and I tilt my head back, and I just shove it all in my mouth in one bite.
So when putting together this wonderful Oreo, do you think of the stuffing as Eddie?
Yeah. That sounds very sexual, you know. She stuffs everything in her mouth in one bite.
That's why she likes blowjobs.
It's, like, very sensual. Well, not sexual.
She loves you. Love. Don't lie to me. You love oral sex, right?
Yeah.
If you love a cock just bruising your fucking gums, don't lie. Don't lie like
you
do.
Why do you think
I know
I'm engaged?
Exactly. You want the fucking head to get stuck in your tonsils. Don't lie. That's what you like. Yep. And then you try to incorporate that with food.
Doesn't everybody?
All right, so how about we give you a half an hour show, and you have to fuck your fiance, and that's
food
all the show is.
And sex.
You have to somehow. I got the perfect show for you. Perfect fucking show. And your best friend over there, Twatty McDanielson, whatever her name is, can fucking help you out with this. Here's the fucking show. You get your fiance and you, right? And she's your co-host, so there's three of you. All right? This is the only show I'm offering you, so pay close attention. You have people write in. They pick the food, right? That you will have to incorporate into a sex act on your fiance.
Ooh.
The most interactive radio show ever. If someone sends a fucking, hold on, Billy.
It's going to be canceled after the first week with lobsters and crabs. It's going to be over.
Don't ruin the bit, Billy. Billy has a tendency just to ruin it. Here's what they do. Like, somebody writes in, they say fucking Lucky Charms. You have to somehow use Lucky Charms in a sex act on your fiance.
Just the marshmallows or?
No, the whole box. Oh. The whole box. You have to somehow incorporate Lucky Charms while you're blowing or fucking whatever. What's your fiance's name?
Steve.
All right, so straight man Steve and fucking Trish. It's the most interactive. It's called, what can we call this?
The Trisha Steve Show.
No. Shut up, fucking. Another one that shouldn't help. Don't help. Danny, come on.
Sloshing with Trish.
Sloshing.
I thought we were going to play potato.
Sloshing with Trish. That's what we should do. Sloshing with Trish.
Oh, I thought it said frosting with Trish. Frosting.
No. Don't help, Joe. Just, can you go stare at the wall?
I am.
Don't pick on Joe.
Yeah, I'll pick on Joe.
All right, so that.
He's my lifeline. Yeah.
Tell me
that's my phone a friend.
Tell me that show would not fucking draw fans, Danny. Like, if somebody goes, blueberry pie, she has to go to the store, get a blueberry pie.
She should
then
have
the
to
friend,
make this stuff first.
No.
She should have to cook it, make it.
All right, so then you give her, but then you got to have, add a cooking
show.
Well,
if they're writing in suggestions, she will know ahead of time and then have her prepared. All right, here's a test.
Can you bake?
Yeah, how about like a voting thing, like five foods, and then the one with the most votes wins.
Exactly, that's fine.
All right, let's just say blueberry pie wins, right? So now here's your test.
Mm-hmm.
Describe, and you're having sex with Joe. All right, so like Joe is your partner in all this, and then describe how you would use
the blueberry pie with Joe.
With Joe.
Go ahead. Can someone get me a barf bag?
Well,
go ahead.
Well, okay, so the blueberries are chunky, but then they're like sticky because of the sauce, so that would make a good lube.
All right, so you're going to lube up Joe's cock or your vagina?
Me.
All right, so you're going to take blueberry pie filling. Put it in your vagina, and is Joe eating you out, or is he fucking you?
Well, I'm getting hungry as we talk. I'll tell you that.
I thought it was Steve.
Okay, so Danny was saying Joe, as in if you were fucking Joe. Get Joe out of there, because obviously that's too much for your brain to fucking handle. You're fucking Steve. Now you're going to take blueberry pie filling and put it in your vagina. That's the loop.
Yeah, and then he's going to jam me out.
Now he's going to jam you out, so he's going to fuck a blueberry pie into your vagina.
And make it into blueberry jam.
Yeah, or alamode, because he's adding the cream.
Perhaps.
So, all right, so are you willing to do that on the air? Because Danny, sign her up. That's a fucking show.
Yeah. That's
a fucking show. If someone can come up with a better idea than fucking food fucking with Trish.
Yeah.
Jerry is screaming in there saying you're killing sweets for him. And he wants her to do anal with the Lucky Charms.
All right, would you do anal with Lucky Charms?
Like that scratches.
No, because then if you melt the marshmallow, it would make a great lube for a blowjob. It would make it sweeter.
Ooh. All right, so you want, all right, so how about they do this? How about there's
a
how about there's
jar of fluff and go to town?
Yeah, how about there's two votes, Trish? There's two votes. One is the food vote. And the other is what you have to do. So if it lands on blowjob, anal, or missionary, are you willing to do that? Because that's a show, Danny. And her friend can do color commentary. while they're doing it. And Trish could be mic'd up while she's fucking Steve.
Oh, like, I like that. I like that, Jerry.
Jen.
Trish Smucker Steve.
There you go. Trish Smucker Steve. There you go. Smucker Steve. So how about a jar of raspberry preserves from Smuckers? What would you do with it sexually?
Sugar-free.
Yeah, because just in case you get
diabetes. No, not the sugar-free stuff. I don't like it.
You don't like it. She's watching her weight.
Okay.
She's watching it go up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Actually, I'm like down to 180.
That's right. Wow. You tell him, sister.
That's pretty good, Trish.
You tell that fucking skinny fuck that you're losing that weight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Speaking of anal, bring up butt.
No. Would you? All right, so let me understand this. If you're willing to do this, we have to talk it over with the board members of UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. And once we talk it over with them and we have to pitch them the show, you're willing, though, you're saying that the audience will vote what food item and what sexual position or sexual thing you'll do. You're willing to do that.
Yeah, but, you know, we have to ask Steve, too, because
absolutely.
He's not going to do it.
Well, of course.
We don't have a show.
Of course I want you to run it by your fiance.
Intercourse.
Yeah, you're going to have intercourse. So you run it by Steve. All Steve has to do is take whatever you're doing. So if you're the one that's putting blueberry in your puss, and Steve's going to fucking, would you say jam you out?
He might like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Steve's jamming you out, that's up to Steve. You know what I'm saying? So that's something you two have to talk together, because that's what's going to build a healthy marriage. Is you talk about things like, hey, if I were to shove a box of fucking rigatoni up my asshole.
I got this Christmas ham. Come on over.
She has a nice set of ham hocks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How about that? How about a bikini made of cold cuts?
And he could
probably like that.
And he could supply the mayo.
Yeah, you go. He could turn you into a human sandwich. Would your friend, is it a girl, the friend?
Yeah.
Okay, so is she willing to maybe a threesome?
The cold cut trio.
Maybe. It's a cold cut platter?
No, we've actually been asked to do a threesome before.
By who? Who asked?
We said no.
Wait, who asked?
Yeah, but you weren't on the radio doing it.
Yeah, this is for you.
No,
wanna,
not
you,
the radio.
You want to be famous, you go track that person down, and your very first episode... Actually, no, you don't do it for your first episode. You hold off.
So
by the third episode, see, the third episode is a three-way. That would be...
You know, the guy at FM One Stop thinks we're sisters.
Who?
Oh.
The bestie.
You and your bestie? Have you ever...
Yeah, because when we go in there, we spend like, you know, $45 worth of candy, chips, soda, and cigarettes.
Sounds like a wonderful time.
Sounds like something a sister would do. You're getting me off track here. I don't give a fuck if she's your brother. What I'm asking you, is there any chance that maybe she'll get involved?
No.
Okay. So she's just going to be on the show as like color commentary. Like,
yeah.
Okay, Trish is taking the penis. She's putting Steve's penis inside of her.
It's all about the D.
Yeah, she's full.
Oh, the berries have bursted.
Yes, yeah, she is full of blueberries right now, and he's going to fucking fuck her, and his cock is going to look like a Smurf. That's what her job is. Like, she has to do color commentary like that. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Is she okay with that?
So she'll watch you fuck.
I got to ask her.
All right, so ask her. You have to work out all the particulars. This is the show that we're offering you. So here it is. That's the show. We get the vote for the food and the vote for the fucking.
And some dick.
And you get some dick and you live on the air, and that's your show. And while you're doing it, you can talk about whatever you want. I don't care. Go nuts. However, that's what I need you to do, okay?
Squish my berries while I discuss politics with the rest of the world.
I got it. I got the name of the show. Tasty Trish. Oh, my God. Right there. Tasty Trish.
Tasty Trish. More than just a dish.
There you go. There you go. Tasty Trish. The D is for dish. And dick. Trish, are you okay with that?
Yep.
All right, good. Set it up. I want you to talk to Steve. I want you to set this up, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later, okay?
I thought we were going to... When are we going to do potato?
Next week. No, actually, you know what? You call. No, call next week.
No, we are 2 weeks off.
So rude.
Okay, because guess what I did.
What did you do? You got 30 seconds to tell me.
I enrolled at college again.
Oh!
Great. What are you taking
That
out?
Was very good earlier.
What's your major?
Physical therapist assistant.
Okay. Wow, all right. So you can maybe learn give some new happy, yoga poses.
And give the happy ending.
Very good.
What do you want to be an assistant for? Why don't you just be a physical therapist?
One step at a time.
Because she saw the word ass in assistant.
Okay.
All right, Trish, I got to go. We got to finish up the show, all right?
All right, guys. Love you.
I love you, too. You bye. Too,
and quit picking on Joe.
Yeah, come
Joe,
on, guys.
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
Son of a bitches.
You twat.
Fucking guy.
And that was to Joe, not to her.
I know.
Holy fuck. I think that's going to happen. I think we're going to have a good show like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, stuff's so sweet.
Danny,
man.
Fix the fucking thing before you do anything. I want to see if anybody else commented because I think people were throwing up.
The sausage
Nick said,
whisperer.
Ooh, college. Jerry said, the sausage whisperer. That would be good, too. Tasty Trish, the sausage whisperer.
Jerry's hot tonight.
All right, so we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Remember, free speech is never silence, so always speak the fuck up.
Three.
And remember, if you're going to fuck that goddamn chicken, you take some blueberries, you shove it in the fucking chicken's pussy, and then you jam it out. Yeah.
While in a purple Jeep.
Damn right. It might have been brown. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see you next week. See you in 2 weeks. Until then.
Three.
AMF, my friend. Adios, motherfucker.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.